Lawyer Up. She does this segment every week at this time, one of our favorites of the week. Lisa, we should ask the opinion. We're just talking about Robin Williams. So it's Sally Field said when Robin Williams was doing Mrs. Doubtfire, he made everybody laugh. He made the entire cast laugh when they weren't filming. He made the crew laugh, except her. She never found him that funny, even though she loved him as a person and thought he was a great dramatic actor and a great comedic actor, but not the stand-up. And B.B. Shea and I agree. Lisa, well, first of all, hello and good morning. What do you think of...
Hey, good morning.
What do you think of Robin Williams and his comedy?
I actually haven't seen it in a while, but I recall that I thought it was sort of funny. I mean, maybe not the funniest thing I've ever seen, but sort of funny.
Yeah, we didn't like it because we thought it was over the top and too frantic.
Welcome to the Robin Williams hate-a-thon.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, everybody's talking about it today. That's all anybody's minds on right now.
Yeah.
Now, just because Sally Field said that, I thought it was interesting. She's the first person I've ever heard say anything sort of negative about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I loved his dramatic acting. I thought he was great in a lot of dramatic movies. But
that's
as far as it went for me. Biggie didn't hear this earlier in the week. I noticed you took a real interest in this story. There's a guy, he was in a dog park, New York, and the New York Times wrote a column on it. I don't know if there's any legal angle on this, but we're going to ask Lisa about it. He was there with his dog, a male, who could not be neutered because of, it says, health reasons. So he takes the dog to the dog park. The dog starts running around. He's on his phone. He looks up, and his dog is just rogering this female dog.
I want your sex tape.
Just getting it. And the owner of the female dog says, you got to get your dog off my dog. She's in heat. And he says, well, why is she here? And she goes, well, surely your dog's been neutered. He goes, no, my dog hadn't been neutered for health reasons. So a couple of weeks later, same lady, same guy, same dog park. She goes, my dog is pregnant. You have to help financially with the birth and care of these puppies before I can adopt them out. And he says, I'll do no such thing.
It's too bad Maury's retired.
Right.
He says, I will not do that. However, I will help you financially terminate the pregnancy. She says, that's against my religion for the dog. Okay. Lisa, he's morally, he feels bad about it. Now he's like, ooh, I don't know. Now I feel bad because I'm making her take care of the puppies on her own. There's no legal responsibility here, is there, Lisa?
So believe it or not, there have been all kinds of lawsuits, but none of them really have been appealed, and there's no legislation on it. So there's no real appellate history that you can look to or any legislative guidance. But the law basically, since there's no statute on point, it's general negligence principles. And so like in North Carolina, where there's contributory negligence, the owner of the female dog who brought her dog in heat to the dog park would likely be barred from recovering for the puppies because she was negligent, right? So her negligence was equal to the male dog's owner's negligence.
Right.
But in states where there's not contributory negligence, yes, you can actually be you can be on the hook for the care of the puppies. And a lot of times what the courts will look to also is the rules of the dog park, because sometimes the rules will state, if your dog is not neutered, do not bring it here. So sometimes that is a rule, and there've even been cases where people maybe had a purebred dog that did this, like in a dog park or something like that, and then they wanted to go try to get the puppies. Like they would take an action to try to get those puppies because of their lineage. It's crazy what people. But yeah, it's essentially like in North Carolina. I don't think the guy has anything to worry about, and you can demand a paternity test because the dog might be hoeing around. You don't know.
Well, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dog's in heat. My dog could be hoeing around. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So if you got a purebred and he somehow finds another purebred dog and gets her pregnant, who does have? Because now let's say you can sell the dogs for $2,000 a puppy or something. Who gets access to those? Is it the male or the female? The female, right?
Well, so, you know, there have been cases. There have been people who've sued and actually won. And I think it just depends on what judge you get because there's no real clear law on it. But for sure, if, you know, and it also depends on how much of an accident was it. Was it really, you know, was there some kind of – but typically those things, you know, are governed by an agreement. There's a contract, right, if two breeders are breeding their dogs.
Right.
But where there's no contract, it's kind of up for grabs, honestly, I think, depending on which – and it's usually small claims. And so you're going to get – you know,
it's kind of fascinating.
Varying responses on that.
Do you think he morally should feel bad for not helping out for these puppies? Because that's what the woman wants. I wouldn't. I wouldn't show my face around the dog park.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't think so. I think she shouldn't have brought a dog in heat to a dog park.
Agreed. I mean, it's as much on her or more on her.
It's rare when two terrible people find each other.
They should get married.
Yeah.
They should start dating.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to be a deadbeat dog dad.
Right. No,
yeah. That's terrible.
Right. That's basically what he's become. There's another case here today. Florida, a couple is facing felony criminal mischief charges. We got into a big, long discussion about this. They had a $1,200 drone accidentally land in their backyard. So they did what any Florida couple would do. They burned it.
Yeah, that's Florida. That's how it's done.
So
get it.
So they're wrong in this, that you can't just destroy somebody's property. Like, it's like if I thought my friend was giving me his driveway to park in and I park in the wrong driveway, you can't burn up my car, I assume.
Right.
So they've been arrested.
Exactly.
But now, is there a case, like we were talking about, what if you're sunbathing? Can a drone come over the top of you and take pictures? You know, where does your ownership stop in the house? What is the rule on something like that? Or has the law even caught up with it, Lisa?
Well, yeah, the law is a little bit behind in this. But generally, so this is one of the reasons this lady was so angry is because she said these drones have been constantly bothering them, harassing them, even when she's outside naked. Well, the problem is you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy once you're outside your home.
Mm-hmm.
And the airspace is free. You know, FAA controls the airspace. Drones qualify under that, and so they can fly around your house pursuant to FAA rules. And so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of an area where a lot of homeowners, you know, are upset when they realize that these people can fly over and they can take video and whatever. But so, you know, if you want to be naked, do it inside your house.
So that is the I can't go out on my lanai next to my water feature and sunbathe nude without a drone coming over to get paparazzi shots of me.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it, but you're going to get photographed. Yeah.
I don't like this. I don't like this law. No, this is no good.
I don't think that you have too much to worry.
I'm concerned about this.
Worst drone footage ever.
And this couple, they're charged with a felony. They were booked, thrown in jail, had to post a bond. I mean,
wow.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well,
see, that's the interesting part of it is that it wasn't just like, oh, it accidentally landed there. They wanted to burn this.
That's
thing.
What I mean. They must have
they
got to
They had the fire ready.
Yeah, they got to it quick, yeah. I bet.
Because they poured gas on
it. Hit it. Set it on fire.
I wonder if she was naked when she set it on fire. Now, that would have been dangerous too. Speaking of technology here, Roku and TCL, that's a television manufacturer, they got a federal class action lawsuit against them because their latest software update renders many of their smart TVs as just big black screens that crash and freeze, to which Roku said, yeah, you're welcome. That was our plan all along. We must have had that update in here. We got a bunch of black screens going on all around
us.
So are they in trouble on this one, Lisa, in a class action lawsuit? It seems like they are behind the eight ball here. Yes.
Yeah, if they can prove that their software is crashing and what they call bricking up the televisions, then I mean, if they can prove that, that's terrible. You can't give somebody a software that renders their television non-functional.
God, wouldn't that tick you off? It was like right before the Super Bowl, you got a brick for a television.
I'll tell you, I have a Roku TV, and you know what their latest update has done, and I hate it, is they have their own channel that's automatically there.
Yeah.
Well, when you move to different apps now, the channel shakes, like drawing your attention to the Roku channel.
Oh, really?
It'll kind of like, so you're like, why is that? Because I noticed it.
Yeah.
It's done it every time now. Every so often, if you move around, it'll shake like, hey, why don't you check out what's on the Roku channel?
Look over here at me. Yeah.
You don't like that.
You don't like that a bit, do you?
No.
All those smart TVs, they have that too. That's why, like on my Samsung TV, that's why I used to watch Family Ties all the time. It was the Family Ties channel.
Yeah.
And now I'm watching, Lisa, you've got to watch Million Dollar House Hunters. It's all these multi-million dollar homes in California, and they go and pick one. I just watch it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very relatable.
Yes. Okay. He lives it. He knows what it's about.
Mostly it's fun hearing what jobs they say they have.
It is.
She's a server at Chili's, and I am a DoorDash driver. Our budget's $5.2 million.
That is true.
I've seen this show, and I'm going, what?
I know. No. And they're like 26 years old. Like, yeah, our budget's $14 million, and I'm 26 and a server at Denny's.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They do that all the time. One more quick lawsuit for you, Lisa Lanier, our official attorney at lanierlawgroup.com. You can find her, or hireaheavyweight.com. The Supreme Court is reviewing major cases against Monsanto. that could impact 100,000 lawsuits that claim Roundup weed killer causes cancer. We've heard about this for a long time. Which way is the Supreme Court going to rule on this, and how big a worry is this for Roundup weed killer?
Well, you know, this is actually kind of close to home for me because, you know, you remember I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma about 11 years ago.
Yes.
Guess where I got it?
Did you get it from weed killer? Did you really?
Wow. Roundup.
I really did, yeah. And I settled with them a long time ago. But, but yeah, no, when I was young, I was, you know, I grew up on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we used a commercial version of Roundup on tobacco plants and other plants and, you know, things on the farm. And my job was, when I was little, to take the hose from one big barrel to the next on the back of the tractor. There'd be like four big barrels of the stuff.
God.
And move the hose from one to the other. That stuff would spray all over me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. But, you know, and back then, I mean, there was definitely like a skull and crossbones on these big metal barrels.
Right, yeah.
But we all thought that meant don't drink it. We didn't know it meant that it would, you know, you couldn't use it without all this protection. Anyway, long story short, there have been 200,000 people, like 188,000 people, who just non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has been their result. I mean, it's pretty well established that it causes that.
Yeah.
If you come into contact with it on your skin and that sort of thing. And there have been billions of dollars in settlements already paid. But then all of a sudden, it's like Monsanto came up with this idea. Hey, wait a minute. The EPA didn't require a cancer warning. So how can state law trump that?
Mm-hmm.
And so there is typically federal law prevails. What the victims are saying here is, look, whoa, this is just the tort standard, the negligence standard at the state level. It's not the same as a labeling requirement. So it's going to be a very close call. It's really, and from the oral arguments, it sounds like the justices are really divided about it. It's probably going to come down 5-4 Monsanto. That's my
opinion. Of course. That greasy, dirty Monsanto, the big corporate industry wins again after they poison people for all these years.
Poison Lisa.
Poison Lisa.
Little baby Lisa poisoned out there dragging
me.
The hose.
Right.
That's right.
Poisoned me.
God, she's right out of the womb and right onto the tractor dragging hoses.
Hurry up, Lisa.
With poison.
Get out there. Put that diaper on.
I did not know that was the reason that you had to deal with that. And good for you for beating them. Well, they didn't know who they were dealing with. They didn't know who they were poisoning.
That's right.
You poison her, you poison all of us, right? All right, I'm just expecting a bigger
audience. This is quite an interesting experience, I'll tell you that. But
I bet. Jeez.
But glad it's in the rear view. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, normally, you know, I stand with big business, but I'm anti this now. This Roundup. Mm-hmm. How could now? Surely they have huge warnings on Roundup, don't they?
You know, I haven't. That's a good question. Surely they have. I mean, because unless they're worried that would be an admission, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They know. I mean, they know it causes. I mean. It's really clear, you know, and so I think, you know, the key is that you can have a lot of these chemicals are dangerous, but you're supposed to warn people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you get it on your skin, I mean, that's the thing, you can use it, but you need to be like, you know, gloved up and masked up and covered up.
Yeah.
And
exactly. Yeah. My goodness, what a report, a whirlwind. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney. Again, lanierlawgroup.com or hireaheavyweight.com.
Busy one.
A good one. Lisa, thank you very much as always today.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
You as well. There she goes. That's Lisa Lanier, our official attorney at this point.
What a Chris Kelly move by her family.
Hey, get out there. Drag the Monsanto hose.
You, that would have been you.
Don't drink it.
As a father, yeah.
There's a skull and crossbones. I don't care.
Hurry up.
Let's go. Let's do it. God, you're so right.